Ruth Gilligan is the author of the new book, Nine Folds Make a Paper Swan. It's a novel based on the unknown history of a Jewish community in Ireland. Irish-American fiction writer Colm McCann called the book a wonderful new novel from a writer to look out for and said that Gilligan captures the pulse of one of Ireland's untold stories. Ruth Gilligan will be holding a seminar later today at 4:15 in the Standish Room in the Science Library on the Uptown campus of the University at Albany. Then she'll be having a reading tonight at 8 o'clock in the Huxley Theater at the New York State Museum. It is a great pleasure to welcome Ruth Gilligan to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Again, the name of the novel, Nine Folds Make a Paper Swan. I know you have, this is what, your fourth novel, I believe, and you have mined much of your backstory and personal life in your novels. What brought you to this particular subject?
Yeah, so, I mean, as you say, you know, this is my fourth book, but the first three novels were published when I was much younger, and they were very much, you know, I think when a writer is starting out, the first piece of advice they're always given is, you should write what you know. Always draw on personal experience. That's the best thing to do. So I did that. You know, my first three novels were completely, you know, based on personal experience. You know, they were all about young people growing up in Ireland and doing all the kind of stupid things that young people do, and that was great, and you know, those books did very well, and I enjoyed writing them. But I did also get to a point after book number three where I kind of realized, wow, can I only write books like this? Am I destined to only write books that have been based on personal experience? And in which case, I better go ahead and get me some new experiences because I've used up all my good ones. So that was a bit of a panic moment. But I decided to take a bit of a break and think a little bit more about really what I wanted to be writing and maybe think about going in a different direction. So, you know, you mentioned Colin McCann there, who I'm just a massive fan of, and I think his work is just exceptional. And McCann is, you know, I'm such a fan of his work because, you know, like me, he's from South Dublin. He had a pretty nice, normal, you know, not particularly exciting upbringing, but he really challenges this idea of write what you know, and he writes about all sorts of things. He writes about the Roma community in Eastern Europe and the black homeless community in New York. So he really I took him as my inspiration to go away and maybe think about writing about something I didn't know about, and maybe to start researching about a story or a community or a culture that I hadn't experienced firsthand. So ultimately, yeah, that was the Jewish community in Ireland, because despite the fact that, you know, I lived in Ireland until I was 18, I didn't really know anyone Jewish, and I didn't really know that we had a Jewish community in Ireland. And it was only much later that I discovered that, in fact, yes, we did, and actually they have a really fascinating history that hasn't really been told. So that's kind of where the journey started. And from there, I spent probably about the next 5 years of my life just researching and writing this novel.
The novel introduces us to three main characters. The stories are set in 1901, 1958, and 2013. Let us talk about first this trio of main characters and what you were trying to achieve with these three individuals.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, as I said, I spent, you know, many years researching this book, and I probably did far more research than was necessary. So I think, you know, having the multiple characters allowed me to kind of focus on different points in the 20th century and into the 21st century, you know, kind of key points in the story of Jews in Ireland. Also, I love novels that have multiple strands that kind of weave together and overlap, and I enjoy the kind of reveal and the discovery of how they fit together. I kind of like not knowing to begin with, and then slowly the pieces start to fall into place, and you kind of have these echoes between the narrative strands, and then eventually they kind of culminate. So that was the kind of tapestry that I guess I was trying to weave myself, which was, you know, very difficult. I made hard work for myself, but as I said, they are the books that I love to read, so I was trying to achieve something similar, I guess.
And this idea of it taking place over, say, a century, of looking at these three time periods.
Yeah. That was important to me because, you know, as you say, that the novel starts right at the turn of the 20th century, and that's when the vast majority of Jews first arrived in Ireland. They were on boats fleeing the pogroms in Eastern Europe, and they were on boats bound for America, and they ended up in Ireland instead, of all places. So that is kind of a starting point to the whole novel, kind of made sense. But then, you know, as you said, the second narrative strand is set in 1958, and, you know, so much had changed by then. You know, Ireland had finally gained its independence from the UK. You know, World War II had happened. Israel had been established. So actually, Jews in Ireland, you know, enjoyed a very different position than they had done at the early part of the 20th century. And then right up into the present day, again, things have changed quite dramatically. So it was really kind of important to me to capture those three separate moments and analyze the way that kind of this community has grown and shaped and sadly in latter years shrunk, and to try and capture the kind of nuance of why that has been.
You tackle the issue of conversion, of converting to Judaism in the novel.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it was kind of interesting for me that, you know, two of my protagonists are Jewish, and then my third protagonist, the contemporary character, she falls in love with a Jewish guy, and his family make it pretty clear that if she wants to stick around, she should probably consider converting to Judaism. And yeah, I was kind of fascinated with this issue. You know, I learned a lot about Judaic conversion. I read lots of books. I got lots of raised eyebrows in the library because people assumed that I was reading these books for personal use. So they were all thinking they were getting this little glimpse into my own personal life, which was funny. But yeah, it was interesting to me because I think it raises all these questions about identity and culture and religion and nationality even. You know, who gets to decide? Is it something you have to be born into? Can you have an adoptive religion, an adoptive country? So as I said, you know, the contemporary character, Aisling, she's the most obvious example of that because she is kind of thinking of converting to Judaism. But my other characters, you know, my character Ruth, who's in the early part of the 20th century, you know, she's Jewish and she arrives to Ireland. And I see her journey as kind of an attempted conversion to Irishness. You know, she arrives in Ireland when she's only 8 years old and she thinks, you know, she grows up in Ireland and she kind of falls in love with it and she wants to be thought of as Irish. So she learns the Irish language and she familiarizes herself with Irish mythology and folk tales. And yet people still see her as an outsider. So as I said, it kind of raises all these interesting questions as who gets to decide what religion you are, what nationality you are, what culture you belong to. Can you change? Can you decide those things for yourself? Or are they decreed from birth? So that was something that was really important for me.
Those ideas of assimilation and displacement, but ultimately bringing it all together is this power of storytelling, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It really is. I think, you know, one of the many, many things that I think the Jewish people and the Irish people have in common is, you know, well, both have, you know, immensely amazing literary traditions for their comparative size. And I think both kind of have a kind of an oral storytelling tradition at their root as well. It's funny, when I started researching this book and I was learning about, you know, all these Jews from Eastern Europe arriving to Ireland on boats bound for America, there was this story that I discovered, and every single person I spoke to, every single Jewish person in Ireland that I had a cup of tea with and interviewed about this book, the first thing they would say is, did you hear the story about the boat that arrived in Ireland? And the story goes that the boat arrived and the captain shouted out, Cork, Cork, but the passengers thought that he was saying New York, New York instead, and they disembarked and they thought they had arrived in America when in fact they had not. Now it's a story that, you know, I'm not sure how much actual truth is in it, but literally every person I met, whether it was in Dublin or Cork or even over in Israel when I was researching the book, every single person told me this story as a way to explain how on earth the Jews had found themselves in Ireland. And I was just kind of fascinated with this idea that the story had been somehow kind of subsumed into this community's identity, and really passed down from generation to generation. And it made me realize that, you know, storytelling was a subject and an idea that was going to be really at the heart of this novel. Because I think, yeah, as I said, those stories that are passed between generations, you know, exploring old Jewish folktales, old Irish folktales, and the kind of overlaps and differences between those. So yeah, there's a lot of kind of storytelling that runs throughout the novel, which was really a lot of fun to write.
The name of the new novel is Nine Folds, Make a Paper Swan. Ruth Gilligan is the author. She will be holding a seminar this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the Standish Room in the Science Library of the Uptown Campus of the University at Albany. Then at 8 o'clock, she will be holding a reading at the Huxley Theater at the New York State Museum. You can find out more information by going online and looking up the New York State Writers Institute. Again, the title of the book, Nine Folds, Make a Paper Swan. Ruth Gilligan, a great pleasure to have you on the program. We look forward to having you in the region tonight.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book, Nine Folds, Make a Paper Swan. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.